Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cody Connection. And on today's show, we are going to do things a little differently today because I am not actually using my voice for this episode. Well, I am, but I'm actually using AI voice cloning this week. I've wanted to try this just to see how it goes. It's a little weird, I have to admit, but let's see how it goes. This is quite interesting, and it just goes to show how technology is changing our world. I didn't think when I started podcasting all the way back in 2010 that I would be able to clone my own voice, but here we are. Now, today I wanted to talk about how the world is just getting more and more ridiculous. I'm sure all of you watched the total solar eclipse. I was at work when it was going on, but they allowed us a 15-minute break to watch the damn eclipse. I had no fucking interest in watching the eclipse, really, but I took the extra break because, quite frankly, they don't give us enough time for our breaks, but that is just my opinion. The night before the eclipse, my wife and I got a call from someone, and I won't mention this person's name, but they called us and said that the world was going to end because of the eclipse and that there was going to be an attack on the town they live in from a foreign country. Total left field shit, and guess what? Neither one of those things happened. I'm all for a good conspiracy theory. Don't get me wrong, but you have to make it make sense and not spout off on some crazy shit because it just makes you look stupid, and the majority of the time people get this stuff from TikTok. I like TikTok, it's a great platform, but they do have a lot of nonsense on there. YouTube is guilty of this as well. I guess what I'm trying to say, if you are going to talk about stuff like this, please do your research on this first, and I don't want anyone commenting or messaging me saying, no, you need to go do your research. Because I have, and I know what I'm talking about. In today's world, the internet is like a gigantic library where you can find information on just about anything you can think of. But there's a big problem. A lot of what you read online isn't true. Despite this, many people believe everything they see without questioning it. This is sad because it means they might be accepting false information without realizing it. Think of it like this. Imagine someone tells you a story, and instead of checking if it's true, you just believe it straight away like a dumbass. That's what happens online. People read something, and if it sounds believable or fits with what they already think, they don't bother to check if it's really accurate. This can cause a lot of problems. False information can spread quickly and cause confusion or even harm. Plus, when people don't question what they read, they're not thinking critically. It's like they're just swallowing whatever they're fed without chewing it over first. We need to encourage people to be more careful about what they believe online. By teaching them to check facts, look for reliable sources, and think critically, we can help them avoid falling for fake news and make the internet a better place for everyone. Firstly, let's talk about why people believe everything they hear on the internet. One reason is that it's so fucking easy. With so much information available at our fingertips, it's tempting to just accept whatever we come across without questioning it. Plus, if something aligns with what we already believe, we're more likely to believe it without verifying its accuracy. This is known as confirmation bias. Essentially, we seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs and ignore anything that contradicts them. Another reason is that the internet can be overwhelming. There's so much information out there, and it's constantly being updated and shared. It can be hard to know what's true and what's not, especially when you're bombarded with conflicting messages from different sources. In the face of this information overload, some people simply give up trying to discern fact from fiction and accept whatever seems most plausible at the time. Then there's the issue of trust. we tend to trust information that comes from sources we're familiar with or that seem legit. But on the internet, anyone can publish anything, regardless of whether it's true or not. This makes it difficult to know who or what to trust. Despite this, many people still put their faith in online sources without questioning their credibility. Furthermore, when people don't question what they read online, they're not engaging in critical thinking. Critical thinking involves analyzing information, evaluating its credibility, and considering different perspectives before coming to a conclusion. When we blindly accept everything we see on the internet like a dumb ass, we're missing out on an opportunity to develop these important skills. Additionally, believing everything we hear on the internet can perpetuate harmful stereotypes and misinformation. This can lead to division, prejudice, and discrimination, further exacerbating social and political tensions. But perhaps the saddest part of all is that it doesn't have to be this way. We have the power to change our behavior and become more critical consumers of online information. By taking the time to verify facts, seek out reliable sources, and consider different viewpoints, we can help combat the spread of misinformation and make the internet a more trustworthy and informative place for everyone. It's troubling that so many people believe everything they hear on the internet without questioning it. This phenomenon can be attributed to factors such as confirmation bias, information overload, and misplaced trust. However, it's important to recognize the negative consequences of this behavior, including the spread of misinformation, the erosion of critical thinking skills, and the perpetuation of harmful stereotypes. By encouraging people to be more discerning consumers of online information, we can work towards creating a more informed and responsible digital society. Imagine Susie, a young girl deeply in love with her boyfriend, Bob. One day, her friends Sam and Katie pull her aside with sad faces and tell her they've heard some shocking news. Bob is cheating on her with another woman. Susie's heart sinks. She trusts her friends. They've always had her back. So without questioning them or seeking any evidence, she believes them. Feeling hurt and betrayed, Susie confronts Bob, accusing him of cheating. Bob is stunned and adamantly denies the accusation. He pleads with Susie to trust him, but she's already made up her mind based on what her friends told her. She refuses to listen to reason or consider the possibility that they might be mistaken like an ignorant-ass bitch. Meanwhile, Bob's friends, Mike and John, who have been with him during the time in question, come forward with evidence proving his innocence. They have alibis, screenshots of texts, and even eyewitness accounts to confirm that Bob was nowhere near the supposed other woman. All of this proof that Bob didn't even do shit. But Susie refuses to entertain the idea that she might be wrong. She clings to her belief in Bob's betrayal, convinced that her friends would never lie to her. Despite all evidence to the contrary, she stands by her decision, unwilling to admit that she may have been misled. In the end, Susie's relationship with Bob is irreparably damaged. Even after the truth comes to light and it's revealed that Bob was faithful all along, the damage is done. Susie's blind faith in her friend's words, without any critical examination or consideration of alternative perspectives, has cost her the love and trust of someone who truly cared for her because of her fucking ignorance. This scenario mirrors the phenomenon of blindly believing everything we hear on the internet. Like Susie, many people are quick to accept information at face value, especially if it comes from sources they trust or fits with their preconceived notions. But just as Susie's unquestioning trust led to misunderstanding and heartache, so too can blind faith in online content lead to misinformation and division. The lesson here is clear. We must approach information with a healthy dose of skepticism and critical thinking. Just because something sounds believable or comes from a trusted source doesn't make it true. Like Bob's friends who presented evidence to prove his innocence, we must be willing to question, verify, and seek out multiple perspectives before forming conclusions. Only then can we avoid falling victim to the pitfalls of blind belief and misinformation. Here's a simple truth. Don't be afraid to question stuff. Seriously, it's okay to ask why or how or what if, even if it means going against what some people say or believe. Your thoughts and opinions matter, and you've got every right to think for yourself. Fuck everyone else. See, sometimes we let certain people shape our views without even realizing it. Maybe it's friends, family, or even influencers on the internet. But here's the thing. Just because they say something doesn't mean it's gospel truth. You're your own person, with your own brain and your own ideas about the world. So, don't hesitate to challenge the status quo. Don't be afraid to say, "Hey, I'm not sure about that," or "Can you show me some proof?" It's all part of being human and figuring out what you believe in. And remember, it's totally fine if not everyone agrees with you. Your perspective matters, and it's worth exploring, even if it ruffles a few feathers along the way. I want to circle back to TikTok for a minute. So, you know how TikTok has become this massive thing, right? It's like this whirlwind of content, from dance challenges to comedy skits, and everything in between. But here's the thing, it's not all just fun and games. There's this whole other side to TikTok that we need to talk about, conspiracies. Now, I'm not here to rain on anyone's parade or tell you what to believe, but I do think it's super important, especially for the younger generation, to take a step back and really think critically about what we're seeing and hearing. Because let's face it, some things on the internet is bullshit. I totally get it. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all, but we have to remember that just because something is trending or getting a million likes doesn't automatically make it legit. We've got to be smart about what we choose to believe. And hey, I know there are a ton of smart kids out there who can see through the bullshit, but let's be real, there are also some who might be a bit more susceptible to falling for these conspiracies. Maybe they're not as informed or they just trust whatever their parents or friends say. So here's what I say to you all. Let's not be those people who just swallow whatever we're fed without question. Let's be the ones that asks the tough questions, does our own research, and forms our own opinions based on facts, not just rumors or hearsay. Because at the end of the day, what we believe matters. It shapes how we see the world, how we interact with others, and the decisions we make. And I don't know about you, but I want to be sure that what I believe is grounded in truth, not fiction. So next time you're scrolling through TikTok or any other platform for that matter, take a moment to pause and think critically. Don't be afraid to question things, to seek out different perspectives, and to challenge your own beliefs. Trust me, it's worth it. Let's dive a little deeper into this conversation. So you may have heard some pretty wild theories out there, like the idea that 9/11 was an inside job, or that JFK's assassination was a plot by our own government, or even that the moon landing never happened. Now, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. We're all entitled to our own opinions, right? But here's the thing. While it's totally okay to have different beliefs, it's fucking crucial to make sure those beliefs are based on solid information. And that means doing our homework, folks. It's about digging deeper, looking at the evidence, and considering multiple perspectives before jumping to conclusions. Let's take the 9/11 conspiracy, for example. Some people believe that the attacks were orchestrated by elements within the U.S. government. Now, that's a pretty bold claim, right? But there has been a lot of shady things that have come out over the years to make people question it. The same goes for the JFK assassination. Sure, there are all sorts of theories floating around, from the lone gunman to multiple shooters to government involvement. But what does the evidence actually tell us? And how do we separate fact from fiction? And then there's the moon landing. Now, This one's a real doozy. I personally believe that it was all a hoax, filmed in a studio somewhere on Earth. Look, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. That's not my job. But I do want to encourage you to think, to question everything, and to make informed decisions based on solid evidence. Whether you believe in the official narrative or you're a conspiracy theorist at heart, just make sure you're doing your due diligence. Because at the end of the day, what matters most is that we're thinking for ourselves, making up our own minds, and not just blindly accepting whatever we're told. So keep questioning, keep exploring, and above all, keep learning. That's how we'll navigate this crazy world of ours. Alright guys, I think this will conclude this episode for this week. I wanted to try something a little different with this AI voice cloning, and while I think I won't be using this as much in future episodes of the show, I may try to implement this in other ways. I'm amazed on how well this thing did. While I don't think it's 100% perfect, I definitely think it's on its way. I'm blown away. I was telling my wife that I think it made me sound smarter than what I really am. Not saying I'm a dumb shit or anything, but I think I definitely sounded different compared to my normal recorded podcast voice. But, yes, back to a regular episode next week. The podcast is now on YouTube and YouTube Music. Search up the Cody Connection on there to listen to all episodes of the show, and anywhere you get your podcasts, be sure to also check my wife and I's podcast, The Springer's a Couples Podcast. All right, guys, I am signing off for the Cody Connection. Talk to you all next week.